Hi, this is Jamie and Jack from Bombay Bicycle Club, and you're listening to Pop Filter. This week, we've taken over the podcast to share some of our favourite collaborations. This is Where the Wild Roses Grow by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds and Kylie Minogue. They call me the wild rose, but my name was Eliza Day. It's about two young lovers, I guess, who fall in love very quickly. And the first four or five verses are sort of classic love songs, albeit extremely well written.
From the first day I saw her, I knew she was the one. She stared in my eyes and smiled.
But it actually ends with the man whose perspective Nick Cave is singing from killing his lover. So it's another sort of beautiful, dark song, which fitting for a song written by Nick Cave, I suppose.
And I kissed her goodbye, said all beauty must die. And I leant down and planted a rose between her teeth.
They call me the wild rose.
Another one that would be quite unexpected, given the type of music that they both work on. But I was looking at some articles about the song earlier, and Nick Cave was saying that he'd been obsessed with Kylie for several years and actually wrote several songs for her before this one. But this was the first one that he actually sent to her to ask her to sing on.
He would be my first man, and with a careful hand, he wiped out the tears that ran down my face.
I mean, I guess that kind of song has been around for as long as people have been making, kind of putting music to words, because it's a classic kind of story in folk music. So it's probably quite deeply ingrained in us, kind of unconscious level, to connect to that kind of music. And it is very much like a folk song.
Why they call me, I do not know.
I think it's the darkness of the song and the darkness that we associate with Nick Cave and the kind of the light and the uplifting pop star that Kylie is.
For my name was Eliza Day.
This is Where the Wild Roses Grow by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds and Kylie Minogue.
They call me the wild rose, but my name was Eliza Day. Why they call me it, I do not know.
First day I saw her, I knew she was the one. She stared in my eyes and smiled. For her lips were the color of the roses that grew down the river, all bloody and wild.
When he knocked on my door and entered the room, my trembling subsided in his sure embrace. He would be my first man. And with a careful hand, he wiped out the tears that ran down my face. They call me the wild rose, but my name's Eliza Day. Why they call me that, I do not know.
On the second day I brought her a flower. She's more beautiful than any woman I've seen. I said, do you know where the wild roses grow? So sweet and scarlet and free.
On the second day he came with a single red rose. He said, give me your loss and your sorrow. I nodded my head as I lay on the bed. If I show you the roses, will you follow? They call me the wild rose, but my name was Eliza Day. Why they call me that, I do not know. Third day he took me to the river. He showed me the roses and we kissed. And the last thing I heard was a muttered word as he knelt above me with a rock in his fist.
On the last day I took her where the wild roses grow. She lay on the bank, the wind lied as a thief, and I kissed her goodbye. Said all beauty must die. And I leant down and planted a rose between her teeth.
They call me the wild rose, but my name was Eliza Day. Why they call me, it's I do not know. For my name, my name was Eliza Day.
Nick Cave im Duett mit Kylie Minogue, Where the Wild Roses Grow. Eine epische Ballade mit einer ziemlich düsteren Mordfantasie. Ist aber tatsächlich ein richtiges Genre mit einer langen Tradition, die Mörderballade. Nick Cave, der nennt ja sogar 1996 sein Album so, Murder Ballads. Bis heute übrigens Nick Caves größter kommerzieller Erfolg. Das dürfte vor allem an dem Duett mit Kylie liegen. Das läuft damals auf der ganzen Welt im Radio und im Musikfernsehen hoch und runter. Als Nick Cave den Song damals schreibt, da hat er schon ganz klar im Hinterkopf, dass Kylie Minogue da mitsingen soll. Und es ist nicht der erste Song, den er für Kylie schreibt. Davor unternimmt er diverse Anläufe, aber erst bei diesem Song hier habe es sich richtig angefühlt, den auch Kylie zu geben. Das sagt Nick Cave später in einem Interview. Und das habt ihr hier eingangs auch erfahren von Jamie McColl, Gitarrist von Bombay Bicycle Club. Von ihm kommt diese Songempfehlung. Und damit ist das Folge 7 von 7 in dieser Takeover-Woche im Popfilter mit Bombay Bicycle Club. Falls ihr hier erst eingestiegen seid, dann kann ich euch nur empfehlen, abonniert den Popfilter beim Podcast-Anbieter eures Vertrauens. Da findet ihr alle Folgen. Und wenn ihr sagt, Mensch, das war doch eine feine Sache hier, dieser Popfilter-Takeover von Bombay Bicycle Club, dann sagt's gerne weiter. Teilt es in den sozialen Medien, wenn ihr mögt. Und wenn ihr uns eine kleine Rezension oder eine gute Bewertung da lasst auf eurer Podcast-Plattform, dann seid ihr sowieso die größten Helden. Denn damit unterstützt ihr unsere Arbeit hier. So, das war der Popfilter für heute. Morgen geht's dann regulär weiter. Aber nicht minder spektakulär. Morgen ist nämlich das österreichische Duo Ace hier zu Gast im Popfilter. Also kommt gut in die Woche. Viel Spaß beim Musikhören. Ich bin Gregor Schenk und ich sag bis bald im Popfilter.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.